Report: John Tester used lobbyist, industry officials to draft bill to soften hemp regulations. By Jacob Bliss on May 7, 2023. Senator John Tester, D-Mount, used industry officials to help craft legislation that would cut red tape for farmers who grow hemp, according to Politico. Interviews conducted by Politico with six hemp advocates, company officials, and Senate aides, as well as emails obtained by the publication, indicated that the Industrial Hemp Act of 2023 was constructed by outside advocates, such as hemp lobbyists and businesses. Tester's aide told Politico that the senator's office wrote that bill with the help from the nonpartisan Senate Office of the Legislative Council after a Montana-based hemp business reached out to get help with the problem last year. As a third-generation Montana farmer, John Tester will always fight to do what's best for his state, said Eli Cousin, a spokesperson for Tester, told Politico. After hearing directly from Montana small business owners who expressed that government red tape was putting unnecessary burdens on their operations, he did what he always does, Cousin added. He took their feedback with him and worked across the aisle to find a solution. He'll keep fighting until this bipartisan bill becomes law. However, emails obtained by Politico appear to tell a different story. One of the emails reportedly indicated executives received a word-for-word early look at the bill that would later be introduced by Tester. Senator Mike Braun, RN, that suggested the Democrats' office had been in more than a direct collaboration better his office and hemp industry officials, Politico explained. By this February, Tester's office said, it had been working for a year on the legislation slashing regulations for hemp growers. That month Courtney Moran, who serves as the chief legislative strategist at Agricultural Hemp Solutions, emailed a legislative assistant for Tester, as well as Morgan Tweet, co-founder of that Montana-based industrial hemp company that contacted Tester's team. IND Hemp, Erica Stark, the executive director of the National Hemp Association, and Court Jensen, an attorney for the Montana Department of Agriculture. Politico noted that one subject line from Moran said confidential, Industrial Hemp Act, 2023, and included an attached PDF document that was the legislation's text that Tester and Braun ultimately introduced. Moran acknowledged a note to Jensen and thanked him for bringing the team together at the Montana Department of Agriculture earlier that week. We greatly appreciate everyone's feedback and insight, Moran said. Attached is the current, and hopefully final, draft bill language, Moran also wrote in an email. According to Politico, while noting that the bill's language had already been sent to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for final review the week before. Appreciate you letting us know if you have any questions or comments after reading the bill, Moran added while making it clear she didn't want the content of the email to be released. Please keep this confidential at this time, and not share outside of the department. Really appreciate you, Politico added. It is unclear whether or how Jensen and the hemp industry insiders replied to the email. The document obtained by Politico did not include any follow-up. A USDA spokesperson said Tester's office had sent the legislation to them, not industry officials. Moran is registered as a lobbyist on behalf of IND Hemp, disclosing this year and last that she lobbied on the issue of industrial hemp to the Senate and USDA. One of her specific lobbying issues cited in 2023 is Tester and Braun's Industrial Hemp Act. A Braun spokesperson, who spoke with Politico under the condition of anonymity, said the senator's office negotiated the legislation's co-sponsorship with the Democrats' team and implied that Braun's office was uncomfortable with how much the advocates appeared to be involved with the process. Our chief of staff called the chair of one of these advocacy groups to tell them we were negotiating directly with the other office and told them frankly we did not want them involved in our process. We support this bill because it doesn't make sense for industrial hemp crops grown in Indiana to go through the same testing and sampling as cannabinoid hemp. The revelation of this story comes as Tester is running for re-election. Notably, while it appears a lobbyist helped Tester write the legislation, according to a resurfaced clip from Tester's 2012 election, the senator slammed his 2012 opponent's connection to lobbyists. We've got Congressman Rayberg who hid $25,000 of lobbyists' money in his own report, Tester said during a debate with Representative Denny Rayberg, R. Mount, in 2012. Somebody who said he made a mistake when he ran for Congress should have been a lobbyist and depends upon lobbyists for the decisions he makes on this country, Tester added at the time. I depend upon Montanans. There's where the difference is.